Welcome to In the Flow with your hosts, Amy and Layla,
where we dive into all things intuition, spirituality, and the behind the scenes of two intuitive channels.
Hi guys, it's Amy, and Layla and I were closing out our last podcast episode. We were starting to visit after we stopped the recording. And then partway through, I was like, this is so good. Why are we not recording? So I hit record and we're just going to jump right into it right here. So enjoy the after party, all the fun times on our continued conversation with In the Flow. I hit record because you said something, but I lost it.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Oh, well, that's not a good recording. Yeah.
No, but I want to bring this up. So if people are asking questions out of curiosity, I get it. But if you're fixated on it and it's not going to really support you, and like literally, what are you going to do with that information? Then I feel like there's some spiritual ego coming in.
Yeah.
Like, why is it so you can give yourself a gold star?
Yeah, you know what I know. I'm saying? But see, I did that at first. And I think that's a natural path.
Yeah.
And I think that's why, and I'll go into it, the Dolores Cannon, all of her books are really popular. I think there's truth in it. And I think there's a lot of possible truths in it. I think there's a lot of things, but it can activate people with knowledge and give you a big dose of like some real intense, like IV hit of rehydration. And then it's like, you want to constantly have that through your veins. And that's not what's supposed to happen. That's like, that's not real life. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't stay in that energy.
It's an energetic hit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, you know, it's a shot, and you're supposed to be drinking water and things that hydrate you. Yeah. And sometimes we can get so addicted to the spiritual hit, the shot, that it's like, it gets us literally convoluted, like convoluted universe. And so there is a part of this spiritual awakening journey where I feel like we do seek a lot of information. We're gathering. But then if it's not integrated in practicality, there is a whole thing for even spiritual psychosis that comes from that. Mm-hmm. And that's a really big thing of gathering way too much information, not understanding how to disseminate it and actually utilize it. And if it's important for you, and then we perceive all these different realities that can be realities, doesn't mean that it needs to be anchored into your current reality, that can cause you to feel just like crazy. I mean, because people open up their third eye before they're anchored into their body. And then you get all this information and it's like, whoa. And you get really set on a lot of these things. Like, I mean, one big thing for me is people who are obsessed with like reptilians. Is the royal family reptilian? Is this happening? And it's like, I get it, but Where are you at day to day? Like, how good do you feel in your body? Like, how supportive is your environment? Because when we get in those really, like, I call them highly seasoned topics, mm-hmm. and you're just like hitting yourself with a thing of Lowry season salt all the time, you're not going to be able to take, like, you won't have regular anymore. And it can lead you to being just imbalanced is my main thing.
Yeah. And if it's going down, okay, then what are you, is that a part of your life path? Because if not, like literally, how are you feeling about that? Cause that's some dark stuff. So now you're feeding into that energy. You're letting it tap in and have access to your light. And now you are not in your path really, because it's a distraction and it's siphoning energy mm-hmm. from you. So then it becomes an addiction where we get fixated on it, which whole thing, that all was a whole thing. But there's something else it already just like took my mm-hmm. thought away. Do you see what I'm saying? I was gonna share something else completely, and whoa, the thought's gone. Girl, Lowry seasoning on dry chicken doesn't fix the dryness.
Yes, exactly.
I love it. I remember now. Okay. So the one of the fixations with Dolores's book is about the separation of the earth, and people get either sad that they feel like they're going to be left behind, which is not a good frequency, mm-mm. like at all, or they get egoist, that ego energy, like, oh, I'm going to make it and you're not. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's like, none of that is like accurate or.
It's so rewashed Christianity, the rapture. It's like, you know, wait till the trumpet sound. You're going to be left here and you're going to go through all these things with revelations. It's just it's literally the same religious thing rewashed. And it's so insane that we get caught into that. It's just put into a new age perspective and the fear that it causes. And then the feeling of desperation of, is my family going to be left behind? And then you get to being controlling where you're trying to fix everyone because you're afraid your family isn't good. It's all like this, some knowledge isn't good for us. Like, honestly, like we have to look at how we think and behave and all the fear and everything that we're going through. And some knowledge that any knowledge that's really coming through is still being filtered through our own perceptions and beliefs and everything like that. That's why you want to get with a clear channel, someone who's done the work to clean up their energy. Someone like Amy, right? You're neutral. You have that ability to be a clear channel, but you channel that same information through someone else and it can lead to a lot of fear and a lot of separation and division and, oh shoot, now I have to save my family. I have to save the world. You know, it's just a whole lot.
Yeah. And it just spins you out. But you know, the funny thing is I feel like people got so fixated, and I understand, like, if it's your first time, I went through it with it was actually religion way back before I met Dolores Cannon's work, you know, it was like the end of the world. You better get in your bunker and get all your food storage, like all that energy. Yes. And then I was like, well, why do I want to survive if everybody else isn't? Like, that doesn't make sense. But that's a whole other topic. So
I know. So, I'm not a girly who can make it through scorched earth. Like, just, you know, yeah, it's not like, going to happen. I don't even like going outside.
Yeah. But it reminds me of, so now what people don't realize maybe is that actually, like, that separation's already happened. Like, all of 2019 onward, there was so much division, friendships, family falling apart, people picking sides, like living in fear or feeling like, okay, where's my power to bring peace to this? And what can I do? It's like a whole thing. So I think that there's truth to it, but it got blown out and then people got fixated on it. And so then we have to really, and like, that's easy to do. So we have to reset, go back within and understand, why did this happen? What power am I placing outside of myself? But there's the other thing that came in, it's a completely different topic that really upset somebody. And I don't know, I might ruffle feathers with this. So Layla, you know, we're going to see if we'll be friends after or not. But
yes, let's do it.
I'm just kidding. I know we're always going to be friends. You know, the term oneness, like we're all one. Okay. That can mess people up too. And I know it, because then people were like, well, if we're all one, what does it matter what I do? Because people are doing horrible things out there. So if I'm accountable to their negative actions, then it gives me permission to be a crappy human anyways, right?
Yeah.
Or why am I striving if I keep getting knocked down because somebody, I think it's like the twin flame too. That thing is a big red like flag for me, because it takes the power outside of our own decision and it links us into somebody else's timeline, their own energy, their own decision, and it doesn't let us like have autonomy. So I actually had somebody message me on Instagram, and I don't always respond on Raise the Vibe Tribe just because there's so many messages, and some I'm like, are you a robot? I don't know. But I did have somebody at one point in time message me. They were like really in a rough place because they had a spiritual guru go with like, oh, we're all one, which by the way is culty to me in a way if it's used in the wrong way. And this is how it was used. Like, we're all one, come into the fold, give me all your energy, mind, everybody's going to think the same, act the same, be the same. We're all one. And this person was like, I don't understand this, to the point that they didn't even know why they're alive. And like, they were thinking about, you know, leaving the planet because they're like, I don't get this. And so I had to explain my perception of it. I'd love to hear your take of it, but this is the way I've got my vision of we're all one. The council showed me, because I was all tripped up on this concept too. And they show me, it's like a tapestry of light, and we all are a thread in the tapestry, and we all can come together. We all can sing, like harmonize. We're all working together as a collective group. Not that, I mean, as individual aspects of light that we are as a human, like maybe up really high, we all came from source. But they're saying, no, you have your own color, your own song, you all work together, you're needed, but you have free will, you have autonomy. And so I shared that, and he really got it, and it helped him. Like, he was on the verge of something wow. really dark. Yeah. So that's my fire up. So share with me how you see it. And if we're still.
Yeah. Friends. I don't know if I've ever like pigeonholed it to have to answer that, but I have thought about it. So I know what you're speaking about. So in the thought of we are all one, it depends upon the level of which you're coming at. And so the thing is if I'm all one and I'm connected to everything and life never ends, and what is the meaning of me holding a physical life here? What would be the reason to be here or have any, you know, whatever, but I chose to come into a physical life that has an ego, that has a body, that has all of this, and I'm to experience myself. And I guess more for me, it's thinking that the oneness is more about the connection to everything and everyone all at the same time while I'm having an individuated experience. And choosing as a part of the whole, experiencing myself as Layla, what does she experience? What did she chose to come in? So I kind of look at myself through Layla's eyes while I'm her and she is me. So yeah, I think it's when we do high level concepts in a, we try to take high level concepts and we put them into man's words, it will cause confusion all the time. So that's why sometimes these concepts, I feel like that's why I'm like, why do you want to know? Because it will cause you to think either like in psychosis or completely like you're a galactic prince. And I don't know, that's a big thing for me too. When people say like, I'm a galactic Arcturian princess here, this, it's like, okay. Like, yeah.
What you doing today?
Cool. But it's kind of like
working out for you.
We all have the ability. We all connect into multiple, like different forms of ourselves in multidimensionality. But it's always being present in this present moment. How does that help me as I'm moving as Layla? So that's why I'm saying like, if you don't receive an answer and it's not clear to you, then it's probably not for you at that moment until you continue to clear up and able to hold a higher frequency where you can understand the concept and understand that while I am still a part of the oneness, I'm also experiencing my life in multiple different ways. And I'm experiencing myself as Layla and I'm here because I know what it's like to be out of my body and completely spread out. And you could call that the oneness, but it's not. It's just like a self-sacrifice. And that's that martyr complex. I'm here to save the world too. Like I'll give everything I have to everyone else. Cause what would be the reason to care for myself? Yeah. It's a tricky thing.
It's a tricky thing. Cause when, I feel like it's like, where are you at with your perceptions or your frequency? Cause it's a beautiful thing when we're all oneness and it's all love and light. But girl, if you're some shady axe murderer over there, don't be putting that as my decision and my karma. Like, I'm not owning that. You know what I mean?
That's
what
it's this like, guy can you was perceive like, it?
Yeah. So it's just interesting.
It is.
I've seen people use it as spiritual bypassing for their not so cool moves that they're doing. You know?
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, that's a big thing then. If you use it in that way, then it would be. And that's why sometimes big concepts, if we speak big concepts, we got to speak in ways that people can understand it and digest it and not like lead people into the delusion, basically.
Yeah.
Of that.
Yeah. So I'm getting so fired up and I'm glad I actually pushed record. So we'll see if we release this or not.
Yeah. This is brought to you by Lizzie. I'm just joking. I'm just messing with Lizzie because she's on the chat board.
Cheering us on.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's so interesting. So I think, I love that we can actually, maybe we should release it because I love that we can actually talk about it. These are things that are kind of like taboo in the spirit community. Like, oh, you're calling it out, you know, but hey, it is what it is. Like people don't need to pretend that it's a certain thing that it's not, because then you really do have that bypassing.
I mean, but isn't that the same thing with people saying that, you know, they're star seeds and like there's different concepts. There's the belief of the oneness and or star seed as meaning I'm really there. I'm just experiencing life here. So I'm not really here. I'm just here to see the new this, and it dissociates. It's not the same, but it's similar, you know?
Well, it's not healthy. That's for sure.
No, but it in all the same sense, you are putting your point of focus outside of how you're showing up physically right now in your mm-hmm. body. And so it can be the oneness, it can be the higher self, it can be the collective, it can be a star seed, it can be I'm a unicorn from another dimension. Unless you're like, you have to be able to see all the multiple different realities, they all be true, but yet you're anchored here.
Yeah.
That yeah. or it's just, it's delusion, it or it to can make become. Sense.
Right? Because mm-hmm. the council says you're in the body. This is your point of focus right now.
Mm-hmm.
You can access the other information and it's great to know it. But moreover, like you asked, why? Right? So when I get information, when I first found out about starseeds, it was because I was channeling energy my instructor didn't understand. Like yeah. my class was questioning me and I'm like, I don't know, but it's working.
Yes.
So then I started asking and they were showing me other lives where I did that work and I worked with DNA and like it gets even more into it. But so then I was like, oh, okay, that actually helped me. So I didn't question myself or have other people's like questions that would turn into opinions hold me back from being my own person and letting it flow through. So that was really helpful on my path, mm-hmm. right? But I never really asked questions. It's more like it just shows up based on what I'm going through in that moment.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important because nobody's better than anybody else. And if somebody's like, oh, I'm this star race and I'm that star race, well, haha, I'm an archangel realm like me. You know, it's like yes. there's none of that. We all come from source. And so it's kind of moreover like, how are you showing up right now?
Exactly.
And it's a bigger responsibility. If you label yourself as any of these, then you better believe you better show up like in well, integrity yeah. and help out in this life. Or what's the point?
Yeah. So. It's like all the oneness, star seeds, ascended masters, galactic princess have all been channeled through and they're all points of truth and they can hold a higher connection to each person. But it's when we get lost in that, that is the confusion. Like that is where these are all truths, but while they can all be truths, there's multiple truths and there's multiple realities. And it's being like anchored here. So,
yeah, I'll just go back to your question and I love it and expand on it. Why do you want to know? And how is that going to support you?
Come on.
How does that help you hold a light and a loving space for others and make it to the finish line?
Right. Yes.
Bam, mic drop. Voila.
We just worked that out because we worked that out multiple times, but we worked that out again. Like there's so much to that.
Yeah, I love what Allie, I might use your name on the podcast. I love that one of our listeners is sharing. Oh my gosh, I'm on one today. Okay, one of our viewers is sharing that I agree, oneness doesn't trump uniqueness. Harmony doesn't exist with one individual tone. Ooh, I love that. A choir needs different voices, but they all sing as one. And I think that's so important. And so if you're that one that's being naughty and you're off pitch,
yes,
I'm going to give you the look like, bro, come on now.
I actually had something else come through. I know. I'm sorry. I have one more thing that I was thinking and I forgot. I thought, have you heard people say, this is my last go around. I'm never coming back. I'm going back to my home planet on Arcturus or the Pleiades or whatever. And that to me is the same energy of, hey, I don't care how this ends. I know I'm never coming back here. And it's completely devoid of like the human experience and the sanctity of it. And the experience we chose as a soul, as a higher self oneness, whatever you want to say, to experience it here. And yeah, I just wanted to bring that up because that always gets me. I'm so confused. I'm like, how is that life?
It's not
on another planet different than this one. It's so confusing.
Well, yeah. And like, I probably said that in joking for people who really know me, but I have to be careful because if I say that for people who don't know me, they're going to think I'm serious.
Yeah.
And actually, like when I've thought about that, I'm the quite opposite. I'm like, holy stars, look at all the work we've done. And I know it's even going to be amazing and better. And it's like, sometimes I think about, gosh, if my life ends and I'm young, I know I'm going to come back because I want to see what's in store for us, you know? And then I'm like, but gosh, do I have to come back as a baby? Can I just be a walk-in? Can so some part of me, like, can we figure that out? But that would be a trip. Have you ever thought, okay, this is my mind, a walk-in. So if you guys aren't familiar with walk-ins, it's a soul swap. The soul's done, but the body's still viable. I'm like, can I just come in? But then I swear to God, I've had this thought where I'm like, I'm going to find my husband. Will he recognize me in this other body?
I've never thought of it that way. I've always been afraid. What if I'm a walk-in? Have you ever like completely been like,
yeah, what and if I've worked with walked-ins and they pretty much know it. You're probably not if you're questioning.
Oh, I'm not then. Yeah. No. But yeah. You know, my paranoia goes, am I actually me? And I start testing myself. And it's like, who am I?
Well, the tricky part is your brain, all the information will be there.
Yes.
So like the memories, but they take on a different form, kind of like it's kind of eerie. But yeah, so I was like, gosh, man, so hopefully I'm not predicting my future right now. If I am, well, it's going to be wild.
We should talk about that in another episode about maybe like some walk-ins. Well, your thought on it. And then also like imprints. My team has talked a lot about getting imprints from other people and or lives for our own learning and healing. And in confusion, we think it's our lives, but it's not actually. And so I'm like, oh, that's an imprint. Okay. Yeah.
Imprint. Yes. Oh, this pen won't work. I need a marker. Imprints and walk-ins. Yeah. But I was like, I don't need to go back to kindergarten again. Like, please. Mm-hmm. So is there another way we can do this? And I really like my family. Can I come back somehow? Hopefully I come in as a female. My husband, you know, you will know be what? Okay with that.
I've been a male in most of my other lives. So I am learning to be in my softness. Isn't that, have you picked up on an amount of past lives that like are working with you right now? Are you like predominantly female or male in them? Oh, you are?
Female. So when I met an aspect of my higher self, I think I put it in message from the council book and I'm a he. I was like, oh, that's me. Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah. He was very assertive and I'm like, oh, damn. Then I realized it was me. I was like, oh, I can be. That's yes. So different. Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting.
Very, very. Well, thanks, guys. I think we should close it because we have a class to teach in a few. But so if you're in the psychic development class, our supercharge your psychic abilities, we'll see you in about 45, 50 minutes.
Yes.
I'll give Zoom a chance to save all of this. But thanks. This has been fun. We really enjoy just having a few laughters and sharing the goodness with you guys because this is me and Layla behind the scenes.
Yes. This was good. Thank you guys for showing up for us today.
Oh, you're welcome. They're all saying thank you, thank you. You're welcome. Thank you, thank you, guys. Big hugs, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.